边有七位的弟兄姐妹归入主的门下。
Really glad today we have seven brothers and sisters coming to be baptized.
圣经说，当一个人悔改，在天上的天使都和他们一同喜乐。
The Bible says even if one person repents, all the angels in heaven rejoice.
所以我想我们都一同在这边欢喜快乐。
So we rejoice together with our brother and sister in Christ today.
我们求神在前面带领七位弟兄姐妹往前行。
We ask the Lord to be with them, to go on their journey.
我们教会也成为他们的支持的 support。
Our church together will be their support.
好，今天我要和弟兄姐妹思想的一个题目就是我们的信仰敬拜。
Today we will ponder together on the topic of our faith and how we worship.
在过去有一段时间，我和大家，尤其我们当中的慕道友，还有我们众弟兄姐妹，我们思考一题目，到底我们的信仰的一些最基本的不同的地方在哪里？
We ponder together with brother and sister and even with seekers what's our faith different from others.
我们讲到我们信仰的特别的地方。
And we talk about what's the areas that we are different from others in our faith.
上礼拜我们讲到我们信仰的这位神到底是怎么样的。
Last week we talked about the God we worship, we believe, and who is He?
今天我要特别讲到我们基督徒的信仰，一个很重要的就是敬拜。
We talk about today, we're going to talk about today, Christians, what's the most important is worship.
刚刚呢，锦绣林姐妹的见证啊，刚好跟我这个信息有一点关系。
One of the sister testimony is kind of coincide with my preaching.
的确，如果你是从台湾来的。
For instance, if your background is from Taiwan,
那里的人真的，他们有不同的信仰，信不同的，他们也拜拜，敬拜，他们也敬拜。
They do have a lot of quote-unquote religions, and they worship.
你到全世界不同的地方，有很多都有宗教，他们也到他们的庙里头，到那边拜拜。
And yet, if you travel around the world, people will worship in their temples and different ways.
的确，想起来是很迷信啊。
And we think, well, is that superstitious?
我小时候的时候，我记得我姐姐曾经去教会回来，我那时候还没有信主，我觉得这个太迷信了。
I remember my sister did go to attend a Christian church, and I thought my sister was being superstitious.
但今天我不觉得是这样子了。
Of course, today I'm standing here, I'm saying, I don't think so.
我们的基督教的信仰也讲到敬拜。
Our Christian faith also talks about worship.
我们也到教会里头向这位神敬拜。
We come to church to worship our God.
但是我们的敬拜呢，跟其他的宗教也好的讲的拜拜敬拜有很大不同的地方。
But our worship of God is different from the idol.
因为其他宗教的信仰拜拜是你到神面前，你好像在那，我拜你，你就给我很多东西。我拜信用卡，你给我十张信用卡。
Other religions may be like an ATM. You know, you ask them and they're hopeful for things to come.
我拿一部车来这边拜拜，你给我一部 Porsche。
Maybe if I worship the automobile car, then I'll get more car or better car.
但基督教基督徒对神的信仰有不一样的地方，对敬拜有不同的地方。
But we Christians have different ways.
虽然我们知道我们这位神也关顾我们，也爱我们，但我们的敬拜主要是让我们的心迎合上帝的心意。
Sure, we know our God cares for us and He will give what our needs, but we know that He wants us to be in His will.
因为我们人是迷失的罪人。
Because we are sinners that are lost.
所以当我们来敬拜这位神的时候，不是说神啊，你给我什么？虽然我们知道上帝是会照顾，是乃是说我愿意迎合神的心意，好叫我这个罪人被上帝改变。
Our desire to worship is that we covet the change in Christ.
我越来敬拜的时候，就越来越对神更加的亲自的认识。
We hope that as we worship Him more, we will know Him more.
然后我们对他的信心、爱心就增加。
And then the faith and love from him will be increased throughout our
spirit.
And we will realize and understand ourselves better. And thus our life will be changed and be healed. So it's different. And so today I have chosen a song to be the base of my preaching today.
什么叫做敬拜？基督徒讲的敬拜是什么？怎么敬拜法？
So what is worship from this song?
然后呢，为什么敬拜？
And why we worship?
然后我们怎么样在敬拜神做得更好，使得我们生命越来越迎合上帝的心意？
And how we can become better through our worship?
给我们先看圣经的诗篇95篇。
So if you can turn to your Psalm 95,
我们一起来读来。 来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他。 海洋属他，是他造的；旱地也是他所造成的。来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他早长的羊，是他手下的民。唯愿你们今天听他的话。 你们不可硬着心，像当日在米巴，就是在旷野的玛莎。那时你们的祖宗是我，探我，并且观看我的作为。40年之久，偶厌烦那世代说，这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。所以。 我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。好，首先这么经文，首先告诉我们什么是来到神面前敬拜啊，敬拜。So
some tells us what is it to come before the Lord to worship.
如果你知道这个敬拜，这个是 worship 啊，这个是英文 worth 啊，有一个字根 worth 就是价值。 所以呢，敬拜就是把我们的一切的尊敬、仰慕，还有整个最高的价值，全然的归给神。
Here's the definition. Towards the worship, it is to ascribe the highest honor and worth entirely to a divine God.
你看，不一样的。我们一般世上的人，别的宗教信仰说，我来拜神是以自己为中心，我最有价值。神啊，我这个给你，你给我这个，一种交换。
Other religions is more like an exchange. What do I get in return?
但是我们基督徒的敬拜神，乃是说来到神面前承认，把一切的尊敬、最高的价值，全然的都归给神。
And yet, as Christians, we come to worship. We give Him the highest honor, and we recognize Him.
你看这边，这个诗人召喊他召所有的神的百姓一起来敬拜神。他讲到怎么敬拜，什么是敬拜呢？他说这全人的第一个，他说要用感情。The
psalmist says, use our emotions, our affection to.
第一节第二节说，来呀，我们向耶和华歌唱。你看歌唱是有感情的，对不对？我们来向他欢呼，我们来。
Even remember it says, Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Yes, you want to thank the Lord with your emotions of affection. Emotions are very important.
你跟一个人没有感情，你就很乐意的做讨他喜悦的事。
If you love someone with the emotion of love, you would naturally want to do the things.
父母跟儿女之间有亲情，孩子就很喜欢听爸爸妈妈讲话。如果他整天只是怕着这个父亲，哇，像一个严厉的君王，他只是外表跟听着你话说，长大他就溜走了。
For example, between parents, if the parents and the children, they love and understand each other, they will more be closer to each other. Versus if the father is strict or severe, the kids might be running away from him. So when we as Christians, we come to worship with using our spirit, our heart, and our
emotion.
We thank the Lord.
所以昨天是感恩节，我们的教会的聚在一起，他们感恩。这礼拜四是感恩节，我们更是应该想到神给我们的恩典，然后我们从心里把价值归给他，敬拜他。
For example, this is a season of Thanksgiving, and we are giving thanks to our Lord. Like last night, we give our thanks to Lord as a church.
所以这里我们也看到诗歌的重要啊，弟兄姐妹，你看诗歌，让我们来到面前，用诗歌歌唱欢呼。
So we know the songs of music are important to praise Him, to joy
Him.
God gave us musical talents or abilities, different degree, but we praise the Lord through our song. I am pleading with you, please come with a joyful face. Maybe you have some difficulties
now.
Maybe you have some uncertainties. Maybe you're worried about the future.
但是记得我们来这里是全人的，把我们的感情想到上帝是怎么样爱我们，我们感恩，然后我们喜乐的提起我们的感情来歌颂他。
But just please remember when you come to the sanctuary that you will want to have a joyful heart and grateful heart.
其实弟兄姐妹，你要提醒你的感情怎么样最快乐，就是想到神很爱你，因此我也愿意爱他。
Remind ourselves that the divine love of God will keep you cheerful in your emotion to worship Him. Love is the greatest emotion to draw us closer together.
第二个呢，基督徒的敬拜不只是说感情很高兴、很喜乐，因为他的爱，因为感恩，我们等一下要讲到认识神，但是还要用意志，跟意志。我们每次敬拜的时候，我们的意志上要降服于神。
We need to use our will too, not just emotions, but we need to be submit to Him.
你看，第一啊，下面对不起。
Yes.
来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，来在我们耶和华面前跪下。
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
这里有两个字，一个屈身啊， bow down.
Bow down.
一个是跪下。
Kneel down.
今天我们可能不必这样做啊，那是文化不一样。我们今天可能不这样做。
We're not doing that today.
但是我们这代表什么？我们的意志上要降到神是最高的权柄。我们来这里，我们每次敬拜的时候，想到他是创造我们、主宰宇宙、掌管整个将来、掌管到底我们生命、我们的一切都在他命定里头的时候，我们应该很谦卑、顺服的听到他的话的时候，我心要顺服他，这个意思。
Yes, without will to come to the Lord, we want to humble and be submit to His will.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹？如果我们基督徒呢，没有一种神，就是有对我有 authority， 对我有主权、有权威的时候呢，你知道会有什么事情发生吗？
Do you know what will happen if you don't think that God is sovereign in your life?
他对我们有权威。
He should have authority over us.
如果我们不承认这个权威的时候呢？
If we don't, we deny His authority.
我们听的他的话语也不太可能改变我们。
Even if we listen to His word, we probably will not change.
敬拜是承认他的权威，这样的话，你有这个心态的时候，那个他的话语就慢慢在我们心灵中就开始有他的地位，我们就开始会顺服。
Worship Him is to esteem Him in His sovereignty so that we can become submitted to Him.
然后我们慢慢的，我们就更能在生命里头，借着他圣灵给我们力量，我们就越来越能迎合他的心意。
We can be closer to His will because we will listen to the Holy Spirit. Because God makes us.
他叫我们怎么样活，已经记载他所启示的那个圣经里头。
It's all revealed in the Bible. He asks us how we can live.
当我们的生活越来越迎合圣经上所记载、上帝的记载的心意的时候，我们就越来越走在一条正轨的道路。
If we live more and more according to His will, we will definitely be on the path in His righteousness.
我们生命会越来越丰盛。
We shall have abundant life.
我们不会常常走在错误跟罪之中。
And we will be less in making mistakes.
所以我们敬
真
理的敬拜，除了用感情，我们要每次用心意。他对我有权威，我愿意顺服他。
So we need to submit to God's sovereignty and knowing use that with our will.
第三个呢，什么叫全人敬拜？就要用脑筋，要用思考。
And we need to use our mind, our thoughts.
你看第三、第四节，他说：“因为耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。”然后他解释原因，为什么他是大神大王，为什么是一个伟大的神王？因为这个世界是他造的。他说：“地的深处在他手中，山也是他造的。”
For the Lord is great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the depth of the earth and the heights of the mountain are His also.
大家有没有注意到一个字？哪一个字？因为有原因的。要思考为什么我要敬拜这个神，为什么我们所认识神这么的伟大，这么的重要，我们必须了解，因为有原因的。
Why do we need to think of his greatness? There is a reason.
这里他讲说耶和华大神超万神之上，我等一下会再解释，但他不是意思是说这个世上有很多神不像刚刚简秀玲姐妹见证到台湾树也当神，石头也当神，好人也当神他这个就在讲说世上的人错了，把很多东西当神，但那个都不值得把他最高价值是给他，最高价值是给这位创造宇宙的耶和华。耶和华上礼拜我讲过，我们的神是怎么样，自有拥有，自己存在那里，不需要被造，并且永远在那里，永不改变的那位神。我们只能拜这个神，把最高价值荣耀归给这位神。
Our God is a great God. He is not like a multiple gods we think. He is the one and only God. So we need to give our only esteem to Him.
你看他下面还继续讲，海洋也是神造，耶和华造的，旱地也是他造，所以我们有原因的。还有一个原因，你看，他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民，又是一个因为。为什么？为什么我们要把最高价值、荣耀、感谢的归给这位耶和华？因为他亲自牧养我们，像羊一样。他借着圣灵借的话带领我们的人生，像一个牧羊人带领一只羊。他像他们喂养我们，像神用他的真理，用他的爱来喂养我们生命最基本的需要。他喂养我们，就像牧羊人喂养那个羊一样。
God is our great shepherd. He is like in verse 7, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督徒的敬拜是要用脑筋，要用思考的。
So when we worship, we will use our mind as well.
有时候到有些教会，在那个教会里头了，哇，他们唱歌很高兴啊，蹦蹦跳跳的。
Sometimes when I visit churches, some churches are really very exuberant.
他们的歌也的确很好。
Yes, they have great songs too.
是很好，我希望我们教会有一天也叫我们在这边很高兴的去跳，音乐很重要。
Yeah, music is important, and it certainly brings us closer to God.
但是那个不够。
But that's not enough.
我们还要了解神为什么这么伟大。
We also need to continue to seek out why He is so great.
为什么神的救恩这么的奇妙宝贵？
Why God's salvation is so precious?
为什么神的话是这么有智慧，还可以带领我的生命，改变我的生命，让我越来越像神的这么的柔美？
Why God's word is so precious? It can change us and be so glorious like Him.
因为这样的认识，我们就更加会把荣耀、价值，整个说神是值得我跟随，我愿意顺服他。
Once we understand this transformation is so great in our life, we certainly know He's the ultimate.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在敬拜的时候一定要很仔细的思考这个神的话，听到啊。
So we need to come as to worship God, especially listening to His word.
我们平常呢，在日常生活要常常跟弟兄姐妹一起探讨神的话。
So I encourage each of you to study the word diligently.
我们日常生活对神应该越来越认识他的话语的宝贵。
And even in our daily lives, we need to know the preciousness of
His word. 那个都帮助我们来到神面前。怎么样来敬拜他？
And his words on our daily study will prepare you and me to come to worship.
这是讲到基督的敬拜，跟一般世上的人拜拜不一样。
And this is a difference between us and other people.
你愿意顺服他的价值观，他的心意。
We need to be submit to God's value. And
在感情上，你觉得他很宝贵，因此我很高兴、喜乐的来歌颂他。
In our emotions, we're joyful. That's why we sing praises to Him.
在脑筋上，我知道他真的是伟大，真的是宝贵，他的救恩、他的真理、他的智慧，我真的很愿意迎合他的心意。
With our mind, we know that God's word is true, and we want to live out according to His word.
好，那我们为什么要敬拜？下面我讲，很多人说，那为什么要敬拜？我在家里就好了，为什么要敬拜
？Some people ask, why should we come to sanctuary to worship?
为什么要在家敬拜？有一个原因，第一个，因为每一个人都在敬拜。
We worship because everyone worships.
哎，朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，你不要说你不敬拜。这个世界上没有什么敬拜跟不敬拜区分。我们每一个都在敬拜。
Actually, there's no difference of none, no worship or not being worship. We all worship something.
我们每一个都在敬拜，敬拜就是把最高的价值荣耀归给神或一些人、一些事物，所以我们每一个人都在敬拜。
We all worship. We give the highest value. We esteem the highest value in something. And that's
这个世上只有敬拜正确的对象跟不正确的对象，但没有不敬拜的人。
There's no such thing as no one is not worship, not a worshipper.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，你千万不要说，哎呀，你们基督徒迷信你们敬拜。我说你也迷信，你不但叫我亲自你的心在。把你的最高价值归给其他东西，你也在敬拜。
The non-Christian may say, "Hey, are you being superstitious?" And I said, "No, you worship too. You just worship not the real one true God."
我们当中弟兄姐妹，你不要说我不到教会，我今天没有敬拜。
I'm sorry.
我们的基督徒们，你不要说哦，我最近一个月都没有到教会敬拜神，所以我没有敬拜了。
The Christian, please do not say that. Oh, I haven't been coming to worship.
哦，如果你为了你的事业，你每天加班16个钟头，连续一个月都不到教会，其实你在敬拜，你在敬拜你的工作。
If you just work extra hard out of whatever, you're not coming to church, maybe you're worshiping your work too.
如果你为你的孩子，你每个礼拜天你把他送去学这个学这个，你忘记神了，你也在敬拜，你是在敬拜你的儿女。
Maybe you're worshiping your children too. If you're keeping them busy on Sunday and you're always finding things for them to do, and thus you're away from it.
这个世界上没有不敬拜的人。
There's no one in this world that does not.
我一定会把他认为最有盼望、最有价值的东西，一定会认同一个最有价值、最重要、给他最安全、最平安的东西，然后把最高价值归给他，对不对？人一定这样子。
Well, everyone will give the highest value to whatever they worship and they esteem value.
有些人把他最高的价值就是我的 career 啊，我一定要爬到最高，我一定要升官升到这个地位，然后他倾全部全力去。去做，去把时间都花在身上，连儿女家庭都不要。他其实在敬拜他的事业。
Some people worship. Some worship people worship career, so they esteem career as their highest calling.
有些人敬拜爱情。
Some people worship romance.
我只要找到一个白马王子嫁了，我这次就满足了。
If I can find my prince, and I'll be happy.
哦，最好恋爱的死去活来。
死去活来。Oh, okay. There I am, just
romantic, very romantic. 跟你过穷日子都没有关系，就是要爱到这个地步，我这一生就满足了。Yeah. 有这么多人爱我，这么爱我的，为我牺牲。
Okay, and if you're craving for love and attention, that's also a form of worship too.
有些人呢，敬拜他的名声。他只要很多人赞美他，只要人家觉得我很棒，很常常围着周围高举我赞美他，他就满足了。因此，他就一再的追求名声。
Some people pursue their reputations, yeah. And
所以，每个人真的都要敬拜。
Everybody worships.
第二个呢，更危险的是，我们常常被敬拜的对象去影响跟控制你。
Oh, even worse, we can be influenced and controlled by the object we worship.
一定的，你一定被你所敬拜的影响的东西来影响跟控制你。
Certainly, the object you worship, it will influence and control you.
That's right. 哦，好比说我们今天这里很多学生啊，有初中、高中的。如果你敬拜你的 GPA,
I'm just using an example. If you really care about your grades as a student,
哦，我一定要拿到 4.0, 4.0, 最好4.5。
aiming for 4.0.
要不然我就是一个失败者。
If I don't achieve it, and I'm a failure.
你一定被你的GPA控制。
Then you're controlled by your GPA.
你拿 3.8, 你回家睡不着觉，对不对？
Yeah, if you have 3.8, then you can't sleep.
你如果拿 3.5, 你觉得你是一个失败者。
Then if you have 3.5, you feel a total failure.
有些人呢，敬拜这个金钱。
Some people worship money.
我不是说金钱不重要。
I'm not saying money is not important.
金钱也是上帝的祝福。
Money is a blessing and gift from God.
敬拜金钱说，我最高的价值就是我钱财要这么多，那是唯一最高的价值，我一定非要不可，其他都次要，那就是敬拜钱。
Money is valuable and useful, but if you think it's
important,
you
worship.
然后你就被他影响了嘛，对不对？ And then you'll be controlled and influenced.
你可能成为一个视财如命啊，我们中文叫视钱如命啊，对，视钱如命。
Am I supposed to interpret that too?
Miser，yeah，if you love money，you can become. 如果你这个股票下跌，你可能跳楼自杀，这个有些人这样子，对不对？影响被他控制。 要不然你就成为吝啬鬼，对不对？
Yeah, you can be a stingy person.
朋友都不重要。
Yeah, friends are not important. Yeah.
如果你是敬拜明星，
If you worship stars, like you know, you wish you could want to be one of the.
所以我们的青少年他们打扮都喜欢像 Michael Jordan 啊。
Like maybe a sports star Michael Jordan.
有时候像我们现在这个 Golden State Warrior 一个很有名叫 Steph Curry， 哇，很厉害。
Steph Curry， yeah.
以前呢，那个几年前的时候 ，Michael Jordan 啊，芝加哥那个 Bull Michael Jordan 真的是疯狂，你到中国很疯狂的，大家都很疯狂。对。
I remember back then Michael Jordan was very famous.
那个 Michael Jordan 的鞋子卖很贵了，一双200美金，在大陆更贵。
And all his shoes and apparels are very expensive, and people will buy them.
我觉得中国人好有钱啊，他们买的鞋子比在美国贵两三倍都买。
Yeah.
然后傻傻傻冤大头。
Please do not buy those name brands.
还有呢，我看很多青少年，那个 Michael Jordan 每次上篮球进去，舌头就出来。我看我这里每个小孩子每次打篮球，舌头也吐出来。我说这干什么？
The kids will emulate whatever the sports star do. Yeah.
我们真的受敬拜的对象控制。Honestly,
we are influenced very much controlled.
弟兄姐妹，你宁可被一个爱我们、全然爱我们、毫无条件爱我们的上帝、最有智慧的上帝影响我们，还是使用给这个世界上会失去的，或者不是最绝对的东西来控制你呢？
You'd rather be influenced and be controlled by God, or and not be controlled by this the world.
所以你看第三节他讲很有意思，耶和华为大神为大王，超乎万神之上。我刚刚讲的不是说这个世上有很多神。
It says that the Lord is a great God and great King above all gods. I don't mean that there are other quote quote.
因为我们自己找一些东西把它当神，对不对？
So we find objects becoming God.
我们敬拜的东西就像那个小神。
Whatever we crave, they become our gods.
诗人说，那个这些东西是好东西，那没有问题啊。你就很会打篮球，你很有钱，你很有地位，很有名，这不是不好。我绝对没有说是不好，但你千万不要把它那是最最高价值、最荣耀的去归给他。
The psalmist says, like whatever God's blessing to you, deem that as good gift from God, but don't treat them as though they are the most reliable.
只有一位真正的神，最高价值的就是创造我们。 因为我们的生命为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们复活，赐给我们赦罪的平安，给我们盼望永生的盼望，并且给我们生命喂养，用真理喂养我那位神。
The most worthy is our one true God. He's the one that always.
如果你去敬拜那些万神、那些小神，你就要被他控制、被他影响，你生命不会蒙福的。
Your life will not be enriched or be blessed if you worship other objects other than our God.
相反过来，我们信他的人，真的是每次来到神面前，真的要真实的敬拜这位神。
And yet, when we come before the Lord, we need to honestly.
当我们在感情上觉得这位神是最爱我，我也很爱他，感情用音乐。With
emotion, with music, we need to worship Him as.
当我们从理智上、脑筋上也思考到对神的话的认识，知道这位神的救恩真是怎么样奇妙，他的智慧就像我们每个主日听到的话，真是超过人的智慧。 的爱真是超过世人的爱，他赐人平安超过任何东西平安。当你了解到这个，因此产生对他意志上束缚的时候，你的生命就开始被神改变，被神医治。
You will be transformed and be healed when you continuously seek Him out in the study of His Word and the pursuit of your worship.
我们可能每个主日来这里听到，来这里用音乐敬拜神，来这里彼此相交，学习神的生命活出来。我们可能当基督徒久了，不觉得很稀奇。
Maybe if we come here every week, you may not feel the preciousness of singing praise to God or listening.
但其实我观察到，当我们这样做的时候，上帝的平安就常常在我们里面。
And even if you think you come to worship in the most ordinary way, let me tell you, God's peace is already
stored. 我发觉上帝的爱也常常就在每一个人的心中。
And God's love will become.
我发觉上帝的真理、智慧，慢慢就在很多弟兄姐妹生命活出来。
And God's truth and love and His way will be living out from
us. 我发觉弟兄姐妹跟人际关系就越来越有像主耶稣那种宽容别人、赦免别人、接纳别人、饶恕别人的这种宽宏的生命。
And I also observe relationship between you and other brother sister began to improve.
所以敬拜是很重要的。
So worship is very important.
因为它事实上是改变我们更迎合上帝的心意。
It changes us so that we can be more like Christ.
它改变我们越来越像他。
That we be more and more like Him.
我们的生命就真实有永恒的蒙福。
And then our life will be blessed with eternal.
更何况，很多时候也带来这个世界短暂的祝福。
And even bring to us blessing on this earth, even though temporary.
所以，让我们真的是知道敬拜的重要。还没有信主，包括你能够明白为什么基督每个主日要敬拜神。
And let's come to understand why it's important to.
好，下面我就要讲，那我们怎么样做更好的敬拜
？How can we worship God better？
当然呢，刚才我讲那个都是理想。事实上，我们每一个人都不完全。
Even though we're not perfect, but there's some method that we can follow.
在那边呢睡觉。
Maybe some of us are resting peace right now.
有些人不喜乐。
Some people are not being joyful.
有些人唱歌，音都出不来。
Some people may not truly want to sing wholeheartedly.
有些人唱完歌就倒下去了，不聚精会神的思考神的话。
And some people will not meditate on the words.
有人敬拜只是一个形式，其实心里从来不顺服。为什么知道？因为神的话很少在他生命活出来。
And even after they sing the songs or listen to sermon, they don't want to change.
我感谢我们的神，我们的神不是按我们多好来接纳跟赦免我们的罪哈。
We thank the Lord God does not deem us valuable.
对，神不是说你是很会敬拜，你敬拜得很好，我就接纳你、爱你、赦免你的罪，不是，神无条件的接纳我们这些罪人。
God accepts it unconditionally despite how we worship.
但是如果我们生命要真的被上帝改变，要越来越蒙福，活出神的性情，自己就我们真的要学习更好的敬拜啊。
And we need to learn how to worship Him better if we want to be transformed.
这首诗告诉我们怎么更好的敬拜，大家可以摆在心中。第一个，对不起。
And,
等一下啊。好，我们需要神的灵，圣灵就是圣灵。
We need God's Holy Spirit.
你看看第二节他怎么讲，中文翻得不太好。他说我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。如果你只看英文怎么翻译
，Let us come in His
presence
with thanksgiving.
什么意思？让我们来亲近神，用感恩的心来亲近神。弟兄姐妹，你只是来感谢唱歌，还是你的心用感恩的心？进入他的同在，他的亲近里头。
Are we coming to His presence with gratitude and thanksgiving?
我觉得这个真的是不一样啊。
I feel like this is different.
我们敬拜的时候呢，首先心要跟神很亲近，像他在我们里面一样。
Our heart need to be meeting up with Him when we.
这是借着什么来的？就是借着圣灵。
And it needs to be by the Holy Spirit.
大家都记得啊，尤其我们今天信主的弟兄姐妹，你们上过受洗课，对不对？我们神是三个位格，是什么？圣父、圣子，还有什么？圣灵。
Our God is God Trinity, Heavenly Father, the Son Jesus.
圣灵的工作主要就是让你进入你的心灵里头，让你跟神很亲近。
when the Holy Spirit comes, you will feel a lot closer to God.
那很多弟兄姐妹问我说，不是说基督徒都有圣灵在他里面的吗？
Some brothers and sisters ask me, don't we already have the Holy Spirit live inside of us if we once are saved by Jesus?
不是神跟我已经同在了吗？
Isn't the Holy Spirit already resides inside of me?
圣经不是讲说神无所不在吗？我为什么还要特别需要神的灵呢？这个好像跟圣真理不切合嘛，不是基督徒把圣灵住在里头，主耶稣讲说我离了，主耶稣说我来世上为你们死在十字架，在复活之后神的圣灵就住在我们每一心里，不是已经有了吗？为什么要需要圣灵呢？
Then God promises the Holy Spirit, so what does that mean to seek out the Holy Spirit?
原来这个意思就是说我们要渴慕上帝的同在，借着他的圣灵丰丰富在我们心中，让我们感受他的同在。
Yes, we know of God's presence, but it may be only in the known stage, but in our intellectual.
我们知道神同在只是个脑筋，我们却不能经历。
So we need to experience God.
我们知道圣灵住在我心中，我们却心里不能够被他感动，被他影响。
The Holy Spirit is there, but you're not feeling it, and you cannot be influenced by it.
怎么做到？
How do we get to be in tune with the Holy Spirit?
Intentional, 就是用中文怎么讲 ？Intentional. 特意的心里有一个渴慕神的灵。
We need to intentionally thirst and after God's intimate presence.
弟兄姐妹，你不要小看这个啊！你来敬拜，如果你随随便便来啊，随便便来。
If you come to the worship not with a respectful heart.
你说我来，我就是来跟弟兄姐妹寒暄一下。
Well, I'm just here to maybe, you know, seek out some social reason.
我就是来这里听个道。
I like to listen to a sermon.
我来这里甚至于奉献。
I might even make some donation.
我来这里唱歌。
I love the song.
那个都不错，我不说那个不好。
I think these are all good. I'm not saying they're bad.
但你有没有特意的说，我今天来我要亲近主？
But I think the most important thing when you come to church, you want to be near God, His presence. When you sing the song, do you seek out God? Is your spirit is in my heart? Is my heart coveting and wanting to be with you?
We need His presence, His presence, 借着圣灵亲亲密密的充满我们的心。
We need to seek out God's presence, especially in touch with the Holy Spirit.
所以我看这里有没有经文啊？有，对，你看约翰福音四章二十三节怎么讲
？John 4:23.
有一次有人请教耶稣说：“我应该在哪里敬拜？只是看外表，我应该在这个山头，在这个山头敬拜。
”And John 4:23 it says some people ask Jesus, "Where should I go worship?"
耶稣说：“不，他说什么？”那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实去拜他。
The true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
因为神天父喜欢这样敬拜他的人。
For the Father is seeking such people.
什么叫做心灵？这个字原来就是 spirit， 就是灵，就是圣灵。
The spirit, yes, Holy Spirit.
什么叫诚实？就是真理，就是有脑筋，要了解上帝是怎么样一个上帝。你必须两个心灵。渴慕圣灵的同在，渴慕圣灵的安慰，圣灵的爱在我们里头给我们经历，然后同时脑筋因为认识上帝的话的宝贵，这样的敬拜。
And John 4:23 reminds us we need not only with mind to seek out God, but with our heart to seek out this presence of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 所以第一个我们要知道，如果我们要做更好敬拜，每次要特意的亲近神。
We need to intentionally be close to God.
他的圣灵很乐意在我们心中。
The Holy Spirit is in our heart.
叫我们在敬拜，越能经历神的真理、爱、平安跟安慰一致。
And now, because of the Holy Spirit, we can experience His peace anoint upon us.
第二个，我们就需要真理了。就刚刚我讲了，约翰福音四章二十三节，对不对
？We need the truth, His word.
就像约翰福音四章二十三节。
John 4:23. Yes. God seeks the one who will worship Him with truth and.
弟兄姐妹，如果没有真理，你怎么认识神是怎么样的
？If you don't have the truth in your heart, how do you worship Him?
没有神的话语启示， 你怎么知道神爱你是长阔高深？
If you don't have the word of God revealed to you, how do you know God's love for you is great and in depth?
圣经说神的爱是信实直到万代，没有圣经的启示，你怎么知道？
The Bible says God's love and His faithfulness is great.
但如果你明白圣经，你明白。如果你了解圣经，
oh, if you know the word of God, you should understand.
上帝爱亚伯拉罕，向他启示说：“你信我，我就给你有后代，成为一个国，并且从你的后裔世界蒙福。”经过这么多代，亚伯拉罕是现在多少年前？四千年的时候，到今我们看到亚伯拉罕的后代真的很多，甚至世界的万民要经过他的后裔。的确，亚伯拉罕生了一个后裔是谁啊？主耶稣。你没有神的启示，你怎么知道神的爱是长阔高深？
We need God's revelation to us, just like in the Bible of Abraham, how God revealed to him that He will make him a great nation.
耶和华是我的牧者，你没有神的启示，你怎么凭你的一点点经验，你怎么敢讲说神是带领我生命、喂养我的生命、带领我一生？除非里面是神在历史的作为。
Unless you know God has revealed to you through the history, you will not trust in Him.
甚至我前阵讲雅各的生平，对不对？
In the past, I've talked about the life of Jacob.
雅各生来天性很不好，罪性很大。
Jacob is a person with a very crooked personality.
所以他受很多的苦。
So he suffered.
他离开家乡几十年，父母亲比他早，很多人都没有看到母亲，离开了就没有看到母亲。
He left his country and never saw his parents again.
他到异乡被人家欺负。
He went to a foreign land and it was, cheated by.
但上帝却不断的在改变他，带领他的一生。
And yet God continued to shape Jacob's life.
到最后他临终的时候，他说：“牧养我的神。”他亲自体会到神是牧养他的。
And at the end of Jacob's life, he says, "Yeah, that the one who shepherded me."
你看大卫好了，圣经的大卫，对不对
？Or even the King David.
他一生受很多的苦。
He actually suffered quite a bit.
他也犯罪。
He also sinned.
他也亡国。Lost his kingdom.
He also lost his kingdom.
然后他也儿女背叛他，啊，真的苦难多多。
His children betray him.
但是你看他。一直走来，不是说没有困难，但一直走来，上帝不断的安慰，不断的解决困难，不断的让他有平安、有盼望。那最后他写了一首诗：“耶和华是我的什么牧者？”
King David, even though he suffered, he knew that when God really led him step by step, and at the end of his life, he wrote Psalm 23.
我们敬拜必须知道神的宝贵，神的。慈爱神的伟大，然后我们才能够真的从心灵里真的以他为喜乐为最高的价值。
We need to continue to remind ourselves that the greatest worth of God, and so we can worship Him truthfully.
所以这里我要提醒弟兄姐妹，如果你要真的被上帝改变，要每个主日敬拜越来越生命越改变，你必须平常就已经参加小组查经。
So I encourage all of you, if you really want to experience the great worship, you should join a small group.
你和弟兄姐妹应该一起不断的借着神的话去认识他的属性，他的个性。
You need to continue to study the Word of God to understand the character of God.
你的日常生活里头应该常常心里已经预备好自己，常常说神，我愿意顺服你的话语，你的旨意。
In your life, you need to continue to remind yourself to be submit to His will and His call.
这个是预备好你到神的子民面前一同敬拜神能够获益的地方。
And then you can come like today the corporate worship, and you can truly feel blessed.
第二个是 corporate worship， 第三个，你要怎么更好敬拜神？你必须要有团体的敬拜。
We need to have a corporate worship.
我们有些人喜欢在家里，我在家里读圣经，然后我说我顺服你，我在敬拜，我也可以在家里敬拜嘛。
Some people say, I can just worship God at home.
我也可以在家里有拿一个诗歌，赶快听 YouTube 上面的诗歌，我在那边唱，我很高兴，我也在敬拜嘛。
I can listen sermon on YouTube and praise and you know it's okay at home.
对，那个是敬拜没有错，那个叫个人的敬拜。
That's okay. That's you call a personal.
这个也很重要。
That's very important too.
但是基督徒如果 在敬拜神上没有团体的敬拜，不会生命被上帝真的改变，不会经历他的丰盛，他的信实。
And yet there is a limit to personal worship. You may not experience that.
为什么？因为如果你只是自己在那边敬拜，我不管你生命够怎像和尚一样自己在那边，进步的贪欲，我在那边修身养性。你注意的是谁？还是谁？我问大家，你在那边修身养性。我好人，我要顺服神，我要好好的爱神，然后自己在那边，我问你，你想的是谁啊？还是你自己吗？还是自我中心吗？
If you live like a monk, even like live a secluded life, you might be thinking a lot just about yourself.
自我中心嘛，对不对？
You become a self-centered person.
这就是为什么我们中国人早期是圣贤什么样，不能把他当神拜，你知道吗？
Even in the Chinese history, we thought these people were like saints, but they're not.
很多圣徒他隐居起来，像老子一样，到深山老林在那修心养性，好像很不错。
We thought all those old Chinese scholars lived on the mountain by themselves. We thought that's pretty good.
然后中国人当死又把他当神拜，虽然他们伟大，他们不能当神拜。
And when they die,
不完全。
We thought they were gods, but no, they're imperfect, just like us.
只有你在一起敬拜的时候，你才开始会去注意别人。
When we worship corporately, then that's how we stop paying attention to ourselves. Pay attention to others. Maybe you'll think about, what's my relationship with other brothers?
And
We need to remind us of brothers and sisters when they have their testimony or their Bible studies, and they remind us that we're different. And we
have to learn. 对上帝的话语的认识，我们不可能穷一个人的智慧可以完全明白。
Even our study on our God's word, we cannot interpret on our own.
上帝给你对神的话语的了解，加上给你的经历，你有特别的亮光。我更明白，我经历我更明白了。
Through other people's testimony and sharing, that's how you learn God's word too.
所以我们需要这个团体的敬拜。
We definitely need the corporate worship.
尤其有一种团体的敬拜，弟兄姐妹，你们没有经历到，那就是多族群、多文化一起的敬拜。
And even in the midst, we are not multi-ethnic worship.
我们的教会现在还是中部的，英文部实在太少人了，真的没意思。
So we're predominantly a Chinese race.
你知道吗？当不同的语言、不同的文化、不同的社会阶层在一起，在没想到上帝的伟大的爱，然后一起敬拜的时候，你会有不同看到上帝的那伟大的爱的改变的工作。
Even in deeper experience, if our church was a multi-ethnic worship,
you would 看到说，因为这位耶稣基督的爱，怎么会改变这些人？本来学问高的、低的也可以在一起，有钱的、没钱的，像兄弟姐妹在一起。然后呢，这个黑人、白人、黄种人还可以一起敬拜，很高兴的彼此接纳。你这才是看到上帝拯救、医治人类的工作，你才知道上帝的爱是何等的，改变的工作是怎么样的残酷高深。
If we can experience the multi-ethnic worship in different social economic status and so forth, that's when you see the work of God.
所以我以前牧养的教会就有这样感触，我真的是很感谢神。
When I shepherd a church in Hayward, that they did have that background.
我那个时候呢，有不同于缅甸的、泰国的、印尼的、香港的、台湾的、中国的，还有哪里我都忘了，师母讲完之后，还有黑人，还有各种不同的，在一起能够彼此相爱接纳，要不是上帝的爱改变，我们不可能看到这个活生生，我们看到神真的是荣耀的神，可以改变世界。
Definitely, the church I used to shepherd did have many, even just different many Asian ethnic groups that we worshiped
together. 我们教会前面要走路甚远。
So the road upon us on this journey is long.
我希望我们的下一代，我们讲英文的来到我们这个教会，可以在这里得到接纳。
And I hope the English speaking only congregation will be accepted here.
我希望我中文部的弟兄姐妹不要分中文部，就讲中文的能够伸出手，多多的给资源帮助讲英文的 congregation， 让最后能够一起敬拜。
I hope the Chinese speaking congregation can help more of the English congregation.
我有一次到一个黑人教会敬拜，我更 appreciate 上帝的奇妙。
One time I was in an African American church and I was really.
哇，他们那个唱歌真的是很喜悦、很单纯的，不像我们这样的。唱得死去活来，他们真的又唱又跳，然后他们的祷告，哇，真的是我看到上帝是给不同种族人不同的这个恩赐。
Maybe the African American church had their way of exuberant worship that I really admire.
他们那个节奏感很好，他们唱歌的时候会动，然后这个节奏我就学不来。
They seem to have a lot of rhythm.
你说里面这些黄种人多聪明，什么GPA 考很高，你去唱歌跟他们唱，你 GPA 是一，他是五啊。你比不上他们了，真的。
I really like them.
然后他们很单纯，很单纯。
They're very simple.
不诡诈，不随便的猜忌别人，真的是很单纯 ，simple-minded， 很好。主耶稣说到我面前像小孩子一样，不要心思诡诈，就是很单纯的，很单纯的心啊。
Yeah, Jesus says, "Come to me like little children," and that's what God wants us to worship.
因为都不同背景、不同族群，我也想到，你看，我以前在另外一个教会牧会啊，有时候中国大陆的一些比较有知识分子、城市来的，有时候他来这边啊，我们就介绍福音的，他教会教会，他说很奇怪呢，我们在大陆都是穷人才去。教会都是乡巴佬才去教会的，怎么你们去教会了？真的是这样吗？我到中国很多教会的确都是教育比较低的，真的是这样子。
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My experience is like when you went to China, you felt like a lot of people who would go to Christian church because they're less educated. Yeah.
但是到后来发觉这个教会里头这么多工程师，这么多 PhD， 这么多医生，他改变了。
And yet he met this man who changed after he seen what happened.
Yeah, yeah. 但事实上这个不重要哈。
And actually, this is not important.
我到中国的教会去，他们虽然很多乡下没有很多教育的，但我们看到他单纯的信耶稣，很谦卑的信耶稣。我很感谢神，我没有觉得说教育比较高就神特别爱，没有，真的没有，弟兄姐妹。
When I went to rural parts of China, I felt like the brother and sister really touched my heart. You know, not that their education, but they have great hearts for.
因为上帝用不一样的人。
God uses different people.
上帝爱每一个人。
God loves everyone.
只有借着集体敬拜，我们越来越明白。
So through the corporate worship, you understand the diversity.
对，因为你如果要敬拜更好，这个很重要啊！你们要，哎呦，对不起，我们需要基督福音的安息。
We need the gospel rest in Christ.
啊，这个很重要。我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们有没有注意到这段经文
？This is very important.
OK， 从第八节啊，第七节的后面很奇怪哦。这个诗人叫大家来敬拜，说你们要高高兴兴的，用感情、很喜乐、很感恩、爱神的心来高举他，觉得他很有价值。
Previous verses were very encouraging, but
对，然后你们要用你们思考神为什么这么伟大，然后心理上真的是觉得他很价值，来高举他。然后呢，你们要这个用意志上说神你这么伟大，我真的是被造的，我愿意。顺服你啊，真的很好。突然第七节开始，他有一个唯愿你们今天听他的话 ，verse seven。
Today if you hear his voice，
他突然讲了一个希望你们听他的话，然后呢第八节开始说，不可硬着心像当初以色列人在米利巴在旷野的玛撒的时候
，Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah and as on the day at Massah in the wilderness。
第九节他说，那时候你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为。
When your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work.
然后四十年说，四十年之久。
For 40 years, I loathed that generation.
他们不晓得我的作为，我怨恨他们。
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I already read it. Yeah, for 40 years, I loathed that generation.
Okay. 十一节说，所以我在怒中，上帝说，我怒中起誓，这批以色列不能进入我的安息。
Therefore, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个诗人为什么提起这个典故吗？这是一个典故，一个历史。
Do you know why the psalmist mentioned?
这个历史就是当初以色列本来是在埃及当奴隶，有一段时间，亚伯拉罕的后代，神要给他们有一个地，就是今天的迦南地，自己有可以安息、安居乐业。结果他们自己犯罪，跑到埃及当奴隶，神还是爱他们，把他们拯救出埃及。
These verses really are pointing out when the when God was leading the people out of Egypt, the Israelites.
对，然后神甚至用神迹把他们带出来。
God used great miracles to bring.
然后出来之后呢，从埃及地回到以色列，本来只有大概两个礼拜的行程，他们走了40年，这个绕绕绕绕。
The journey of 2 weeks actually back to Israel, but it took them 40 years.
为什么会这样绕？就是在那个过程里头，他们每次对神的话不信。
And that's because they never trust in God's word. They were just circling around in the desert.
所以最后他们很多人没有进入迦南地区，有肉体的安息，都死在旷野。
So many of them died in the desert, and they never entered the land of promise.
弟兄姐妹，你问我说，牧师，为什么这个世人叫我们敬他？为什么最后来给这个警告？这干什么？
And you might ask me as a pastor, like, why do they give us this warning, even though we want to learn how to?
原来这段经文在新约的希伯来书第四章。
Actually, in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, it has some explanation of why
it's not like that.
And those verses point out God actually rescued them and reached out his hand, but they would not listen, and they never entered the promised land.
但是就没有机会了，不是，上帝还是要给世人有一个安息。
But God, even despite that, was continued to promise us rest.
而这个安息是从哪里来的？
Where does rest come from?
就从主耶稣基督来的。
And it's from Jesus Christ.
上帝看到当初以色列那个失败。
God saw the failure and the death of those Israelites in the desert. And yet God's salvation is still valid. Because they're descendants of Abraham. And yet God prepared a different set of rest. And through Jesus Christ, the descendants of Abraham, we have rest. What kind of rest is this? Even though we are imperfect, even though through disbelief or complaints, we're still like the Israelites. But because through Jesus Christ, the salvation has come. Even through Jesus Christ, through your repentance, you can still find out. God will never abandon us because through Jesus Christ we have been made perfect. That is through Jesus the gospel. It's a spiritual rest. You don't have to be good to win his love. It's not because you have sins, you can never come to
God.
If we confess our sins through Jesus Christ, God
will.
Of course, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And we also have the eternal rest. Whatever state you are in, if you repent and receive Jesus Christ, He becomes a sin for you. You will be forgiven. You will be with God forever. And you will also
be.
And you will be like Christ in your resurrection.
诗人提醒我们，每次来敬拜的时候，不要忘记主耶稣基督所赐我们的安息是什么伟大，这是最伟大神的荣耀。我们永远要因着这样来敬拜他。The
psalmist reminds us the glorious beauty of Jesus Christ, so we want to worship Him in such a sense.
因为只有这样，你的生命才越来越会被上帝改变。
And in only this way, your life will be changed.
你发觉上帝又有真理，又有慈爱。
God has His truth, but He also has His love.
上帝虽然完全，却是不能完全来定你的罪。
God is perfect, and He will not judge your sin because you're imperfect.
所以，怎么样更好的敬拜？
What is a better worship?
不要忘记在主耶稣基督里的安息。
You need to worship in Jesus' rest.
Okay, 我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，今天有七位的弟兄姐妹，他们受洗归入你的名下，这是何等的蒙福！愿主耶稣基督的恩典、真理不断的光照他们，让他们在每天的生活，借着弟兄姐妹的相交，借着敬拜，他们能够越来越体会神的荣美，然后生命被神的荣美改变，他们可以活出神那美好荣美的生命，享受那真正属灵的安息跟永生的福气。我们今天在这里也再度明白，为什么我们基督徒也到你的殿中敬拜，然而我们跟世人的拜拜是不一样的。原来我们是知道神你是最好，你无条件的爱我们，因此我们来这里感恩，愿意神你成就你的话语，你的心意在我们的生命上。愿主借着这话语帮助我们，在今后日子我们都成为一个真正众亲民诚实敬拜你的人。求主祝福我们每一位，将感谢祷告靠主耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen,
Amen. Thank you.